Hey, gang, I want to tell you about True Hemp Science Full Spectrum CBD products. They are fantastic. I've been using them now for a couple of months. I've used their balms. I've used their oils to sleep. And today, I'll be talking about a whole new product. Now, listen, True Hemp Science promises you premium quality, pure ingredients, and true value. They source the highest grade organic hemp from around the world to handcraft the finest full spectrum CBD products. They offer a complete line of CBD products, including full spectrum CBD oils, tinctures, CBD skincare lotions, CBD sports rubs, CBD gummies, and CBD gluten-free chocolates. They number their CBD products to differentiate them by strain, by farm, and by extraction method. Now, last week I was telling you about the number 81, which is great for relaxation and sleep. But today I'm going to be talking to you about number G41. That's full spectrum CBG plus CBDA plus terpenes. Now, this has given me some focus. It has some CBD in it, but it doesn't make you sleepy or tired or foggy in any way. The CBG kind of gives you some focus and it energizes your brain while keeping you calm and cool. You know what I'm saying? People report it relaxes their brain and does not affect cognitive performance. While it is calming, it is less physically so than CBD. It's great for working. It's great for getting your work done. I'm even using it right now. So, gang, how did I get here as partnered with True Hemp Science Full Spectrum CBD products? And if you use the code HDIGH, you will get something special. Purchase $65 worth of regular price products and receive 296 milligrams of number 81 distillate. That's the one I was telling you about. That's great for rest, relaxation, and sleep. Just go to truehempscience.com/HDIGH. For how did I get here? And you can also visit them at their brick and mortar store. That's right. They have a physical location right here in Austin at 505 West Mary Street, Unit C, Austin, Texas. Don't forget, use the code HDIGH. If you're already using CBD products, switch over to this one. I promise it's going to be great. You're going to love it. All these products are great. And the CBG, CBDA is unbelievable. Like I'm telling you, I feel very clear. I feel very focused. I haven't been drinking a bunch of coffee all day, and I'm not all anxious from coffee. You know what I'm saying? TrueHempScience.com, HDIGH. You're not only getting yourself some CBD, but you're helping us out here, right? By using the code HDIGH. TrueHempScience.com. Go get your full spectrum CBD products today. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself,
how did I get here? And now here is your host, John Howdy.
When we talk.
All right. Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope you guys have all had a good weekend, whatever it is you did this weekend. I'm actually recording this intro and outro on Saturday. Because I'm going to Houston tomorrow on Sunday to go see my grandma, and I'm coming back on Monday, but I got a lot of stuff to do on Monday, got a lot of stuff to do on Tuesday. Just wanted to make sure this all got done before I left. And I'm leaving Rosie in Houston for the week with my cousin Emily and my grandma and my aunt Olga. I'm a little freaked out about it. I have never been 5 days and six nights away from my dog since I've had her. So I've been a few nights. I went to California, went to Vegas, I went to Louisiana and played shows, did a bunch of different stuff, and was gone for like two nights, maybe at the most, away from her. But I have not, haven't been 5 days and six nights away from my dog. So we'll see how it goes. I'll let you know on Friday's show. Okay, gang, I have a great show for you today. Steve Markle, General Manager of Austin LGBT Chamber of Commerce, is my guest on the show today. A little bit about the Austin LGBT Chamber of Commerce. They were founded in 1997, and they work to achieve equality and inclusion by promoting economic vitality in our communities and strengthening LGBT and ally businesses. You can find out more about them by going to austinlgbtchamber.com. We have a really great conversation about kind of his history. He worked at South by Southwest, and just, I think, 8 months ago became the general manager. of the LGBT Chamber of Commerce here in Austin. Now, that's a national thing. There's different ones all over the country, and they have meetings and stuff like that, and they all work within their communities to build the business communities of LGBTQ plus businesses. We have all a great conversation about all the great work that they do in the community, what it's like to have to lobby the Texas Senate and all those lunatics up there that are definitely not behind the issues that face the LGBTQ plus community. Also, now, this is the big thing. They're having their third annual Pride in Local Music event this Saturday, June 25th at the Long Center. It features performances by so many great artists. Brian Justin Crum, Bebe Zahara Benet, Caleb DeCasper, Pelvis Wesley, Ty Austin, Bleached Roses, Baby Boy, Julie Nolan, Melissa Carper, and Tina G. Now, this thing is going to be going from noon until 9 p.m. this Saturday, June 25th. General admission tickets are $35. VIP tickets are $125 and include access to an elevated air-conditioned viewing area with an open-air patio and private cash bar, expedited line entry, VIP bathroom facilities, commemorative poster, and collectible credentials. Tickets are on sale now. You can find them at prideinlocalmusic.com. That's prideinlocalmusic.com. Now, listen, I talked to Steve Markle, and when he was leaving, he was said, hey, do you want to do a ticket giveaway? And I said, hell yeah, I do. So we're giving away 5 pairs of tickets to this event. They're general admission tickets, but they're 5 pairs. Now, the way that you get them is you email me at johnnygowdy@gmail.com. I'll put a link to it in the text of this podcast, but that's johnnygowdy@gmail.com. JohnnyGoudie. Now, in the subject line, put contest winner. All right. And then give me your names and all that stuff, and I'll let you know if you won. Or Steve at Austin LGBTChamber.com will email you with your name and whatever. I think they'll leave your name at the door. That's what they're going to do. You'll be on the guest list plus one. All right. All right. So go there. Do it. Steve and I have a fantastic conversation. You can find out more about the Austin LGBT Chamber of Commerce by going to AustinLGBTChamber.com. Find a way to get involved. If you have a business that is LGBTQ plus friendly or is owned by at someone in that community, then you can join them and benefit from all the great work that they do. All right. So here's my conversation with the amazing Steve Markle. Let's get down.
Rick Rubin.
You know, I had the chance to meet him once, but he was wearing a turban.
Oh my God.
And it was like 1999. And he was wearing a turban, and I couldn't do it because of the turban.
Yeah.
I was just like, why is this guy? What? You're not
Why are you wearing a turban?
Jewish dude from like Brooklyn is wearing a turban.
What color was it?
I think it was black.
Okay. Well,
he went through a phase. Like, I think in the late 90s, he just all of a sudden became like Swami. That's how he became this guy.
Yeah.
That was his cocoon.
He's still in that phase a little bit. You know, did you see it when he was doing the underwater exercising? He would have weights and he would like walk around in this pool in the bottom of the ocean on Maui. Yeah.
Dude, Steve, we're bonding on Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
That's a pretty great thing.
So he was supposed to come to South by a couple of years ago when I was on staff, and we were trying to work it out to where I was going to be able to at least shake hands with him or fist bump, but he was not having it. Oh. He didn't want to meet anybody. Oh. I don't think he showed up to the event in the
That's
end,
weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Because he seems real nice on his podcast.
He does. And I what is that Extragrams thing? It's a Necrocomicon or something like that. He has some weird extra Instagram where he only posts one thing, and it's like a words of advice for the music industry folks.
Oh, I should get into it. You don't play music though, do you?
I've tried several times. I think my calling is to support my musician friends and hopefully teach them about business and build a website or monetize their passion. But I can't play a tune.
I understand.
I've got a lot of guitars hanging up on my wall, though. I'm one of those guys.
Oh. You know? Swedberg built me that guitar and gave it to me
Oh,
for Christmas.
So cool.
Yeah. Christmas 2020.
Yeah, it's handy to have guitars laying around when you have a lot of musician friends, because mm-hmm. they'll come over and then they'll play you a song, and it's like you get a free performance.
Yeah. So. I've had some pretty spectacular people play this piano. Like, Bruce Sudano, he was married to Donna Summer, but he wrote a lot of those songs.
I was just listening to Donna Summer in my car.
Yeah. He was he's her widower. He was married to her the whole time, like since the 70s.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. Let's talk about, we could just sit around talking about icons of dance music and producers that rule for days. But I was checking out the LGBT Chamber of Commerce website, didn't realize it had been established since 1997 and was one of the first before there was a national one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. It's been, so this is our 25th year.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm new to the chamber as far as 25 years ago. I've been there for a little over 8 months, but familiar with the chamber enough because I've been in Austin since the 90s.
Right.
But yeah, having an LGBT chamber that's that old is unique. I think it was called the Stonewall. I can't remember the exact terminology. Can I talk real quick? Are we like, we're recording?
We're going. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you, is this live?
No.
Okay.
Just recording it to this thing.
All right. Questions I should have asked like 15 minutes ago. But yeah, you know, it took a lot of strength and perseverance and probably a lot of bravery to do that back in the 80s.
Fuck, you know? Yeah, it did. So, or 90s.
90s.
Yeah, yeah.
92.
Still.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's been an interesting I was just noticing, I don't know, I saw this thing yesterday on television. I know this is an awful person to reference because it's not like a normal person.
Yeah.
But there was a thing I saw with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Okay.
And she was talking about the tampon, that the reason why is because all these trans people,
mm-hmm.
trans dudes are taking their tampons.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
I mean, doesn't that stuff at this point, like in 2022, wherever we are in life, like there's a government official going on a thing and saying that, like, it's not even funny as a joke.
You're right. It's weird. Sometimes I feel like I've woken up in an alternate reality. You know, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
But it's just, I know people play it off as like Marjorie Taylor Greene is just saying dumb stuff. But every single dumb thing that she says hits somebody in the right way.
Yeah.
Which further, you know, makes these moments or these, you know, these, sorry, dog, you distracted me for a second. which makes, you know, when Marjorie Taylor Greene is given any type of airtime and we repeat what she says, it emboldens those people that have, you know, those horrible feelings against trans people or LGBT people or women in general, you know? So just because she sounds crazy to us, she's not crazy to everybody.
Right. Know? And, but the thing that hit me about it, cause I was, as soon as I heard it, I thought about our conversation today. And I thought to myself, like, you're doing all this work. You work with the LGBT, Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
You've obviously dedicated your life to something that you're a part of as well, a community that you're part of. And to know that all this work gets done, all these steps get taken forward, and then all of a sudden there's still that sort of crassness and bullshit that goes on, regardless of if people take her serious or not.
Yeah.
There's, you know, that's gay bashing.
It's very
trans
true.
Bashing.
And there is an element of, you know, yes, I've dedicated my life to this, and there's always going to be people that, but yeah, you know, dedicating your life to something and also being a part of that community, it's fulfilling in a lot of ways, but you do have to, or I have to make sure that I take a dose of reality with it, because there are, every time I put myself out there, I'm putting myself out there in a way that could be, it's scary in a way, you know, but there's a reason to do it.
Yeah.
And you, I just keep thinking about loving myself, loving my community, and standing up for what I believe in.
Yeah.
And that's what you got
to
do.
Yeah. I'm sorry to make it heavy at the beginning, but I just wanted to talk about that before I forgot it, because it really struck me yesterday just because we were going to be having this conversation today.
Yeah, well, this conversation is par for the course, I think, with this type of work. You're not the only person that brings that up in interviews. And I've tried to be as authentic and real as I possibly can about it. Sometimes I do get emotional. You know, this is not this is not just a job for me. It's my life.
Yeah.
And working inside the community and making sure that I'm raising those voices up for, you know, our mom and pop shops that maybe don't have a large voice or a large presence on social media, and to advocate for LGBTQ-owned businesses to be successful and to find their own place in our society. It's fulfilling, but it's challenging, and I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it goes from that stuff, from whatever darkness and shit is left over from people that don't quite understand, and ignorance, to a third annual Pride in Local Music celebration on, this will be coming out on Tuesday. So it'll be Saturday, June 25th at the Long Center, and the event proceeds, benefit the Austin LGBT, Chamber of Commerce, and features a bunch of really amazing artists. There's, Brian Justin Crum, who's that guy?
Brian Justin Crum was on America's Got Talent. Okay. So he wowed everybody with his stellar voice, and he's out of California, so he's not a local person. But we did want to invite two national headliners to kind of beef up the lineup a little bit, give us something else to listen to. And he's got a new single out, and he's just a joyous and wonderful person, beautiful heart and a beautiful voice. So we're going to get a lot of original songs from him, but also some really great covers. I think he does some good Queen and some good Beyonce.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Also, is it Bebe Zahara
Benet? Yeah, Bebe Zahara. Bebe Zahara Benet. She's an icon in the LGBTQIA community. She was the first winner of RuPaul's Drag Race season one.
Right.
So she has graciously accepted our invitation to come. She's coming, and she's performing at 3 o'clock. So everybody note that. It's a 3 o'clock performance in 106 degree weather.
I was going to say, did you tell her how hot it was going to be?
Yeah. Drag queens in 106 degree weather. I don't know how they do it, but they do. And then we're putting her in a car, and she's zooming off to San Antonio to perform at their Pride later that evening.
Oh, so cool.
She's doing two Texas cities in one day, which is pretty amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you have a host of local artists like Caleb DeCasper, great artist. He's been on the show. Gosh.
Yeah, Caleb's fantastic. I can't wait to sit side stage and watch that performance, and also maybe talk with him a little bit in the green room. I can't wait to hang out with him.
He's really, really cool. Yeah. He's a really nice guy, really interesting. Pelvis Resley, one of my favorite bands.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I love Pelvis Resley.
Yeah, I work with the Austin Music Foundation, and they were in our artist development program.
Okay.
But the way that I saw Pelvis Resley was I woke up one morning, and I had the news on, and then I had the sound off. And I walked by the TV, and I saw them, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I put the sound on, and it's making the hair on my arm stand up. I freaked out, and I wrote them, and I was like, hey, I've got this podcast. Please come on, let's talk. And then I went to go see a friend of mine play that night, and Benjamin was the bass player of the band.
I love that.
It was really awesome.
Yeah, I've got a friend in that band as well, Sarah Schultz, who used to work at South By.
Yeah.
Then worked at the Contemporary, and now I think is a full-time musician and artist. We call her Schultzy. That's our favorite term for Sarah. But yeah, I love Pelvis Resley. I, too, have an interesting story of kind of falling in love with them. I knew who they were, and I was out late on Red River hanging out with some of the guys from The Native, actually. And I saw Pelvis Resley was performing, and I'm like, you guys got to check this out. We all went over to Swan Dive, had a glorious evening. Probably don't remember the end of it,
but yeah.
It was fantastic. I love their message, their performance, and that new album is one of my favorites, for sure.
The Texas... I know which one. I think that's it. Came out like a year and a half ago.
Texas Vortex.
Vortexus forever.
Yes.
Vortexus forever.
Yeah. Make it clever and hard to pronounce.
Yeah. Then make it hard for me to forget.
To remember.
But yeah, it's such a talented artist and such a great band. Ty Austin, another guy that's been on the show, who I love as well.
Ty.
Yeah.
He bakes really great cakes too.
I have a cooking show with this guy AJ Vallejo. It's called Cooking and Drinking with Johnny and AJ, and we got drunk and made a whiskey cake with Ty.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was great.
You invite me to the next one because I still haven't gotten a full on cake yet.
We got to have them on again.
Yeah.
There's a scene in there where AJ and I made shots out of the batter. And took them, and it kind of ruined the rest of the night for me because I was like, I was a little nauseous for the rest of the shooting of the thing. But you know, I give it all in anything I do.
Of course.
I just want you to know that.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
I don't know Bleached Roses.
Bleached Roses is a duo, kind of, how would I describe, goth synthy kind of. They do a great cover of Nirvana's song. Oh my gosh, I'm
famous song.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. I wasn't ready for this. Let me take a look real quick.
Okay.
I want to do them justice.
Do them justice, man.
Let's see.
I also could have gone and listened to all this stuff, but I just spent all my time reading about the LGBT Chamber of Commerce and all of the committees and all the things that you guys do.
We do so much stuff.
You do so much stuff.
I don't know how I have enough time in the day to get it all done. I don't, actually. That's the thing. But no, we really want to support our unique community, and our community is built up of so many different types of individuals and businesses. So, the LGBT Chamber of Commerce, we have several different committees. One is the Health and Wellness Committee, which is going to be a part of Pride and Local Music.
Oh, it is?
We're doing a little health fair. It's, you know, 10, 10 of our local health partners that really go above and beyond inside the LGBTQIA community to make sure that we get appropriate health care, that we're treated fairly, and, you know, everybody knows how to get tested and do the things we need to do.
Yeah. Before you explain Bleached Roses, Baby Boy?
Yeah.
Cool band.
Baby Boy's amazing. Baby Boy, I think, is probably one of our youngest performers.
Hence the name.
Yeah. He's, he comes from the House of Lepore. And I need to double check that too. And, he's got a unique point of view. And I think from the queer youth perspective, I really wanted to give them an opportunity to perform and give voice to that.
Yeah.
There's a lot coming out from our queer youth that I think some of us older LGBTQIA members are looking to our youth to kind of lead the charge.
Yeah, yeah.
And Baby Boy is one of those folks.
Okay. So. Have you heard Drent?
Drent, no.
Drent? Mm-mm. I'll send you a link of that, guys. You'd really like him. He's a phenomenal artist and soul singer. So you're also going to be having the Google Queer Marketplace. You got a lot of really amazing sponsors on this, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
Yeah, I was really blown away. I was like, yeah, man, this is great.
Well, that gives me an opportunity to brag about our executive director. Tina Cannon, who has been in Austin since the late 90s, is a whip-smart firecracker of a woman. And not only is she smart and sophisticated and knows a ton of people in Austin, you know, she really kind of speaks to those, you know, those people at Google and Tesla and Dell to help them understand why they need to show up, you know.
Yeah.
And people just can't tell Tina no. You know,
yeah.
she won't take no for an answer. She's got a heart of gold, and she really stands up for our community in a huge way. So a lot of those sponsors come from Tina's, conversations and lunches and just her Rolodex of people.
I was waiting for someone to use the word. I'm always like, are people still going to use it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it still?
Well, there isn't anything else to
no, there's not.
To replace that.
My contacts list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't sound as good as a Rolodex.
Right.
Okay. So you're going to have like food trucks. What's the little gay shop?
So
they're the ones that are curating the artist and resource marketplace.
Yeah. So the Little Gay Shop is literally a little gay shop off of Airport on the east side. And they started, they noticed that there wasn't a place in Austin to get gay crafts, gay art. So they moved here from, I think, New York, and started this little gay shop, and they quickly became the place for everybody to go to support local gay artisans, whether it be card makers or t-shirt makers or zine makers or jewelry makers. And now they have marketplace that happens, I think, quarterly. And they usually have between 30 and 50 vendors. And most of those vendors are either LGBTQIA, you know, creators or allied creators. So I thought it would be beneficial for us to team up with the Little Gay Shop if this makes sense.
Yeah.
And so they curated kind of the best off of their list. And we're happy to also work with the Little Gay Shop going forward. Everybody that works with them is getting an honorary membership to the chamber so that we can support even those smaller businesses that maybe didn't even know that the LGBT chamber existed.
Right.
And again, that's my passion. Stand up for the small guys.
Yeah.
Small people.
Yeah. Small people.
Yeah. So
I use guys and man and dude for everyone.
Well,
and I don't.
How old are you?
I'm 53.
Yeah.
Man.
So I'm 45. We okay. come from that generation where dude, guys, bro, not, well, bro, but
I
know.
Say bro,
I
but
say
it's mostly joking when I say bro.
Yeah. It's part of our vernacular. It's the way we grew up. So it's kind of hard to let go sometimes, but, you know, it's fine to take a step back and be like, I mean,
yeah.
You know, it shows that you're trying.
Yeah. So. I try to.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing that sort of, it happened very fast. Right.
Oh, yeah.
This sort of like, it just seems like
pronouns.
Over the last 5 years, mm-hmm. this pronoun thing has gotten real serious. And it's not a joke. You know, some people are very serious about how they are identified as they should be, because the people that are insensitive about it are pretty concerned with how they're identified as well.
Right.
you know, if you call my dad a lady, he would be very upset. Like, you know, he's a jerk.
Right.
But
and they should understand that these people don't want to be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We get to pick our pronouns. A friend of mine jokes and says, I think my new pronoun is thou. and while they're making a joke out of it, it's also kind of like, it makes sense. You know, why can't we just all get along and figure it out and just be nice?
Yeah.
You know,
nobody, like Steve, you don't like to be called Sam.
Well, actually, Adrian's my middle name, so yeah, Sam works sometimes.
Oh, yeah, because it's your... Okay.
But...
Okay,
but
Dave.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to be called by your name, like what your chosen name is.
Everybody knows how annoying it is when someone says to me, like, hey, Jimmy, how's it going? I'm like, dude.
Yeah. That happened to me last night. I was talking about the Pride and Local Music on stage in front of 700 people, and they introduced me as Steve Merkel. And I've had that my whole life.
Steve Markle.
And it's Markle.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, you don't let it stop you. But yes, to go on to your point, you want to be called what you want to be called.
Man, I've gone on stage as a musician, as Johnny Goody, so many times. And you feel weird, like, trying to correct. Like,
yeah.
Kind of sets a weird tone at the beginning. No, it's Gowdy. All right, enjoy my music. You know what I mean? So you don't say anything.
It's Gowdy.
You just hope someone yells at it from the audience or something. What else is going on at the event? I want to make sure that we cover all the things at the event.
So Pride and Local Music, you know, the doors open at noon, and then the first performance starts at 1 o'clock. We've been very diligent about the heat. I think people are a little scared of 106 degree weather. We're Texans. We know what it's like.
Yeah.
But, so we've got a big tent with misting fans. We've got 4,200 cans of water, no bottles, because that's bad for the environment. And, you know, the marketplace is going to be amazing. There is a VIP area. So if you like air conditioning, you like no waiting in lines for bathrooms and private bars, you can spend $125 and get to go to an elevated viewing area. All of the money for tickets, well, a portion of the proceeds of the tickets go to our education fund.
Uh-huh.
And that ed fund allows us to give $5,000 scholarships to students at the end of each year.
That's great.
So last year we gave away 5, and hopefully with the ticket sales from Pride and Local this year, we'll be able to give away 10 scholarships. So
that's amazing.
It's $50,000.
Yeah.
So that's the goal.
That's great, Steve.
So buy a ticket. Your money does some good.
And you can get tickets at prideandlocalmusic.com.
Yep.
Prideandlocalmusic.com. Get on in there and get it. This is the third annual one.
Yeah, this was actually born during the pandemic.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
It was really a way for us to support our local LGBTQIA musicians because they weren't performing. And we called the Nashville LGBT Chamber, and we teamed up with them. And so Nashville picked 6 artists. We picked 6 artists. And because those iconic venues were empty, we got to record, performances in the Bluebird Cafe.
Wow.
Some other places on Red River. And we
awesome.
Did that virtually. It was really cool. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And then last year it was a hybrid version of that. And this year it's, you know, in person for the first time. So
you excited?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you nervous? Do you get nervous? Like,
I'm an old pro with shows and festivals, but this is the first one where I, you know, kind of leading as executive producer and, Is that the title? I mean, who knows what the title is? But yeah, I'm the wearer of many hats now.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that it goes right and that Austin is treated right and represented correctly. So yes, I am a little nervous.
Yeah.
But I know it's going to be a good time and we're going to have a lot of fun.
So it starts at noon and ends when?
At 9. Okay. So the last performance should start around 8:15. Venue closes to everybody at 9, and we can all go out down to 4th Street or the Red River and go have your after parties.
Yeah. 4th Street, I used to play a lot at Cedar Street.
Okay, yeah.
I guess I shouldn't badmouth a place, but they put a roof on that place because of the sound people, and now when you go in there, especially now it's like warm and humid.
Yeah.
Like there's no moving air. It's just really like disgusting and weird.
Do you think that's from just all the performances at South By? Like they were trying to change it into a...
No, I think one thing, because I used to play there in this band Skyrocket that I'm in. We would play there like once every couple of months. Half of our shows were canceled because it was too cold or it was raining in a year.
All right. That makes sense.
Not half, but like a few every year. We didn't play all the ones that we were supposed to in a year. That's one reason. The second reason would be that people are complaining everywhere.
Mm, about the noise.
Yeah, about the noise. And they have when you play down there now, you have to have the sound guy with the thing standing there. And
I mean, that's a whole nother show, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, I bet you guys were dealing with that. So what would you do at South By?
A lot of things. But the main thing I did was I worked with the... business development team at South By, and I worked with all those brands that came into town and did those parties. So I was working with, you know, HBO, National Geographic, Showtime, all those people to figure out where to put their party. So I did a lot of venue hunting, and then once they settled on that, I helped them with all their permits. And
I didn't realize that's a whole function of South By Southwest. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, just made sure that everything went smoothly for everybody involved. I think there was one year where I had like 180 clients. So I was just going from venue to venue to venue all over downtown for, you know, 2 weeks. It was crazy.
Wow.
But it, you know, it was trial by fire and it really taught me a lot. I wouldn't be who I am today without South By. You know, and South By has done that for a lot of locals, you know.
Yeah.
Really taught them how to be professional and run those amazing you know, big conference events, festivals.
Yeah, that thing is huge, man.
It's huge.
It's huge. I wonder, I guess you weren't there this year, but did you hear from anyone how that, because they had a scaled down one this year, right?
Yeah, so this year was the first year I actually got to attend
in
10 years or something. And it was awesome to really kind of network and do my thing. The chamber had two official events because, of course, I worked at South By, so I know how to do that. It was toned down. It reminded me of like the early 2000s before we had the Lady Gaga firework thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I loved this year's South By.
Yeah.
It was reminiscent of the old days, and it was very, very successful for me as far as networking. I met a lot of people from Australia.
Yeah.
In February, Australia's hosting a World Pride.
Oh, cool.
Which is a huge deal.
Awesome.
And I met that whole team and they invited me to come down and be a part of that. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to Sydney in February, right before South By March here, but
yeah.
I hope to, because that would be an amazing moment.
Yeah, really would.
Yeah.
Do you guys meet all the different Chamber of Commerce? Do you guys all have like monthly meetings or quarterly meetings or something?
They do have a monthly virtual meeting, and we have an annual conference. Of course, this year, I think it's the first time in 3 years where it's been in person.
Yeah.
And they chose Vegas to host it in. So I'm headed to Vegas at the beginning of August to meet all the rest of the LGBTQ chamber leaders. And we're going to talk about what this next year looks like policy-wise and also ideas on how to fundraise and, you know, be exceptional leaders for the queer community.
It seems like your advocacy and public policy committee would be like one of the most.
It is. And, you know, it really takes the forefront of our programming and our efforts when, of course, the legislative session is in session.
Right, right, right.
So this year, we already know that we're up against a lot of, you know, anti-trans bills, anti-LGBT bills. And we really need to communicate to our leaders that that's bad for business. It's bad for Texas, you know, bad for Austin. Austin wouldn't be as vibrant and creative and eclectic if we didn't have that component to our city. You know, there's Austin is listed as the third
largest LGBTQIA population in the United States, right behind Portland and the Bay Area.
Wow.
So there's, I think that puts us at like 115,000 LGBTQIA people that like filled out the form.
Wow.
So there's probably a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that just goes to show you that Austin is the San Francisco of Texas.
Right? Oh, dude, totally. there was a South by when Rick Perry was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
As he was still governor. Mm-hmm. And he referred to Austin as the blueberry in his tomato soup. So many things made me want to punch that guy
Rick
in the
Perry.
Face.
Yeah. I know he loves corn dogs. Have you seen that photo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've posted that photo a couple of times.
Me too.
Him. There was another lady that was doing the corn dog thing, too. I love the corn dog thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a good double entendre. Everyone loves corn dogs.
With a giant, like a giant corn dog in their mouth. And they're going for it. Yeah. Okay. So do you have a dedicated person that goes to talk with all of the state senators and shit like that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. This year, so in Texas, there are four LGBTQ chambers. There's the North Texas, San Antonio, Houston, and Austin. Of course, because we're in Austin, we host a week in February where all the chambers come down here with their boards or their membership. And we have a week where we try to schedule as much time as we can to sit with our senators in their offices at the Capitol and explain to them what we're doing and why we need to do it. I'm not sure how much office time we're going to get from some of our friends down there, but they're definitely going to know we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there do you get to a lot of them when you – do you get to?
We have a lot of influence on policy with, especially with our Democratic senators. You know, there are a few Republicans that are on board. They might not be public about it, but we try to say it's really not about a party line. You know, business is business.
Exactly. And if you think about the Republicans would want people to have more businesses,
and they do, and
they just don't want their kids going to them,
right?
Yeah,
and they want dedicated bathrooms. So, yes, but we do have a voice, and we make sure that everyone knows that we're there, and we beat, I think it was like 72 of the 74 bills, the anti-trans bills, last session, working with other nonprofits like TENT, which is the Transgender Education Network of Texas, Out Youth, Equality Texas. So, you know, we do work with other nonprofits to make sure that we stand up for all Texans. So.
Yeah. It's a busy. How many people work there?
At our chamber?
Yeah.
Three.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
And people can just donate, right? If they go to the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, you can donate. We have individual memberships.
Yeah,
we have business memberships and several different tiers of business memberships. But yes, we have volunteers. We have a lot of committees. We do happy hours and monthly luncheons if you want to try to get to know the Chamber before you join. And yeah, you can also just donate if you want.
Yeah. But
there's a lot to do. And unfortunately, I think in Austin, a lot of us are civic-minded and a lot of us have this passion for equality.
Yeah.
So it's not just LGBTQ people. We have a huge allied membership of businesses and individuals. So don't be afraid. Come hang out.
Yeah. Why would – yeah. It's 2022.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Do you think there's always going to be holdouts, or do you feel like maybe – there's going to be a point where you can go and sit down with all of the senators, Republicans, Democrats. They just have a different sort of view on things, and they're just normal. I mean, do you feel like, obviously, the needle's moving with acceptance, but do you feel like it's moving fast enough and to a point where there will be a very small minority of people in the future that just don't get it?
I hope holdouts. For that. You know, yeah. I think that what we're seeing now is really a pushback to a lot of the programs and social equality programs that happened during the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
And while all that was happening, you know, there was this contingent of legislators and senators and leaders that really took control of the states. So when you really look at the map, who has control of the state legislation across the board, it skews Republican.
And, you know, I don't know who dictates what the Republican Party believes in or what they need to do. I do know that they believe in good business. They believe in humanity. Yeah. And I hope that when they look at the definition of humanity, it includes
everybody.
All humans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a challenging perspective to have, but to answer your question, yeah, I do have hope that, you know, I don't know when, but I do know that the youth today are fed up with the way things have been and the status quo. It's not going to last very much longer.
No.
And especially if they start taking away rights that people have. When you give somebody a right and then you take it away, I mean, that's when, like, the 60s happened, you know? It's going to be...
You're right.
A challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, they just did that with the Roe versus Wade.
Right. Yeah. And what are we going to do about it, you know?
I don't know.
I'm not a political organizer. I am politically minded.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to organize people to march, but I will go march if someone asks me to.
I'm going to ask you about a few of these committees.
Yeah.
You told me a bit about the Health and Wellness Committee. We talked about the Public Policy Committee. What's the Ambassador Committee?
The Ambassador Committee is a volunteer-led committee. We really depend on them to reach out to our new membership. So they do a lot of the volunteer work, a lot of the extra hands that we need when someone decides to join the chamber, because we have a staff of three. We go ahead and assign somebody from the Ambassador Committee to meet up with them over coffee and really just talk about what the chamber is, what they can do, set up their membership page, you know, it's kind of the nuts and bolts of setting up their membership and all that, making sure they understand what there is for them.
Yeah. So. Okay. That's good. I mean, and the Young Professionals with Pride Committee.
Yeah. We have some growing pains with that committee. We have a lot of people that want to be involved with it. We just need how do I want to say that? Give me a second here. I don't want to say something negative about the YPP. We call it YPP.
Okay.
The Young Professionals with Pride, the YPP, that committee, there's a lot of members. We're just trying to figure out more of like the core. I don't know how to talk about it. It hasn't met all year. We lost the chairperson for that committee. So.
Well, look, man, if you're listening to this, they're looking for a chairperson.
Yeah.
And they probably need some more people in this committee to get.
We do. And that's one of the most fun committees to be on because, you know.
If you're down with YPP,
then you know me.
You know what? I didn't write down your website. What is the.
Yeah, it's www.austinlgbtchamber.com.
Okay.
LGBTchamber.com.
Okay. Why is it just LGBT?
That's a very good question, too. You know, I think the chamber has changed names 3 or 4 times over the last 24 years.
Right.
When you do that, so if you add a Q,
right,
which I'm all for, you have to do a lot of things. You have to reapply for your nonprofit status with the IRS.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, change all of your business forms. And I know that sounds like a small task.
Hey, dude.
It's not.
Let me
you
just
have to buy a whole new domain name.
Yeah. You know? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I lived in this apartment for 11 years. Okay. 11 years this month. And they wrote me a thing like 4 years ago and said like, hey, you got to move out. We're going to redo your apartment. And I was like,
what?
We're going to move back in?
Yeah.
And they're like, sure. So I was like, okay. And the whole reason behind it was I didn't want to go to the DMV and have to change my thing and then change my address. Like literally, I've lived in this apartment for a few more years than I probably should have.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like filling out forms.
Yeah. It's a challenge. And
that's a lot. I mean, if anyone's ever applied to have a nonprofit, that's just insane.
It is insane. Yeah. It's also, you know, there's the alphabet soup of the LGBTQIA+ community, that will never end. You know, we want to be all encompassing.
Right, so right. If there's always going to be a new
Q,
one.
Or do we do the LGBTQIA chamber.com? You know, like, so I think the decision was made to keep it at LGBT. And then when we're talking about it, when we've got emails or, you know, presentations, we always include the Q and the plus because we don't want to exclude anyone. It's just
it's
a challenge.
Right.
To get everything correct and business forms and letters and mailing addresses and all that.
Of course. Yeah. So How much were the regular tickets for the event?
Because you said that... I think with ticket fees, like who doesn't like ticket fees? The ticket fees through the Long Center, I think it goes to like $39.
Okay.
But it's 35.
That's great. It's all day.
25. All day, 12 to
food
9.
Trucks.
Food trucks. I'm still working out all the
thousands
food
of waters in cans.
We've got 4,000 waters.
Is it like a Rambler or something?
It's a company out of Dallas. It's a LGBTQ-owned,
oh, cool,
woman-owned business that started to help with the plastic problem in the ocean. I think it's called Open Water. We just got them today.
So okay.
I don't know.
Well, congratulations. That's going to be a much-needed...
Gosh. We asked Richard. So the whole thing... Well, you don't need to put this in the show, but...
Oh, no. You don't have to tell it.
Okay. Yeah. You're like, please don't tell me something I didn't
I have to edit. I don't like to change my forms, and I don't like to edit.
There you go. All right.
So everyone can come out to this thing, Pride in Local Music. It's Saturday, June 25th at the Long Center. Event proceeds benefit Austin LGBT Chamber of Commerce. And amazing performances by local bands like Caleb DeCasper, Pelvis Wrestley, Ty Austin, Bleached Roses, Baby Boy, Julie Nolan, Melissa... Carper and Tina G, and headliners Brian Justin Crum and
BB Zahara Benet.
Zahara Benet. Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, you can just say BB too. People know who BB is.
Tickets can be found at prideandlocalmusic.com. And you can even get a special VIP thing and watch the whole thing in air conditioning. And I love that there's a viewing thing. That reminds me of like that Prince had these clubs around the United States for a while, and he would just go there, and he had a special place for him to just watch people.
I love that. You want to hear my Prince story?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to... This is a great story. I used to tell this story all the time. It's better if I stand up and do it, but we're not on TV. So.
Okay.
I had been living in Austin... working at the startup back in the 90s, worked my ass off. I was like 22, and I thought, why am I working so hard? I'm going to move to Hawaii. So I moved to Maui, and I was working at Borders Books and Music in the music section, and I hated working that info desk. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And so I was a snarky, hippie with a braided goatee and probably shells in my hair or something. And, people would come up and ask me for books, and I wouldn't even look at them. I'd be like, yeah, it's over there. So I'm working the reservation desk the information desk.
Yeah.
And this person walks up, and I'm not even looking at them, and they give me a title, and it comes up as a Jehovah's Witness book. And I look up, and it's fucking Prince. It's Prince standing right in front of me wearing purple silk. With a nose ring with a chain attached to an earring.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, holy shit, this is amazing. And we can curse on this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, we have 8 of them. And he's like, well, I'll take all of them, And I'm like, oh, okay. So I walk him over to the section. And of course, he has a security person with him. And the book happens to be on the very bottom rung of the bookshelf. So I have to get down on my hands and knees. And I'm pulling the books out. And when I do that, there's only 3. There's not 8. So now I feel horrible that I have to give Prince 3 books instead of 8 because I'm talking to a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we only have 3. And he's like, that's okay. So I pick the 3 books up. I hand the books to Prince. His handler swipes them out of my hand.
Right,
like, how dare I try to hand books to Prince? And Prince does his twirl. And starts to leave, and I say, have a good day. He twirls back around and says, you too. And then glides, like floats out of Borders Books Music. And then everyone in Borders surrounds me. And like, oh my gosh, what did he say? What was it like?
He said, you too, man.
Oh, it's that story is great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Late night story.
You smell good?
Smelled good. Was friendly, but not overtly.
Yeah.
And he got into a limo, which is weird on Maui. There aren't a lot of limos, but
yeah.
Yeah. I met a lot of famous people there. I saw Stevie Nicks. She walked in with, oh my gosh, she's being recognized at ACL right now, next month. Sharon, I don't know. I can't remember.
Osborne.
No, Sharon Osbourne. Can you imagine?
Stevie Nicks and Sharon Osbourne at Borders in Maui.
Yeah, well, that's... Stevie was pissed because I guess there was a Hawaiian artist that had covered one of her songs, and she was determined to find out who it was because she was sure that they hadn't paid royalties or gotten permission to do it. So we were trying to find the Hawaiian artist that she'd heard on the radio that had covered one of her songs.
Oh, so you got like Stevie Nicks like kind of pissed and like, I'm looking for this guy.
Yeah. And
he owes me money.
Yeah, who sang a paving the parking lot song?
Oh, Joni Mitchell?
No, well, the cover.
I can't remember, but I remember there was a cover, yeah. Yeah,
anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that Borders of Maui was rocking, dude.
It was
like you probably met more famous people there than a South By.
Oh, totally, totally. There was a taco shop right next to it, and I had to give Helen Hunt money to buy her tacos because she'd forgotten her cash.
Like, phenomenal.
Just, you know, regular old day on
Maui. She pay you back?
No. I think I got a free taco from the guy after that.
But, that's nice.
Yeah.
Steve, it's been really great talking to you.
Me too. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think everyone should get out there and check out the Austin LGBT Chamber of Commerce. You're doing amazing work. And
Thank you.
And go to get your tickets for Pride and Local Music taking place Saturday, June 25th at the Long Center, noon until 9 p.m. That's 9 hours of just...
9 hours of sweaty bliss.
Sweaty bliss, baby. Yeah. Get your tickets at prideinlocalmusic.com. Great talking to you, and let me know whenever you do other stuff. You want to come on? I would
lend
support in any way that I can.
Yeah, I want everybody to know that those young musicians, those young queers that maybe have that side hustle, that they're slinging beers or doing whatever they're doing, but they don't get to do their passion.
Yeah,
I'm here for them, and I want to make sure that they figure out how to monetize what they want to do in life.
That's so great.
Be an artist, make some money. That's my goal.
Yeah, I work with the Awesome Music Foundation. Maybe we can do some kind of cross thing,
because
we do a lot of that mentoring and stuff like that.
I would love that. Sorry, I didn't look at you most of the time. I think I was like...
Yeah, you spent a lot of time not looking at me. I felt like you hated me. No, I'm just joking. Thanks so much for doing the show, Steve.
You're welcome.
All right, gang, that was Steve Markle, General Manager of the Austin LGBT Chamber of Commerce. Get out there this weekend and see Pride in Local Music taking place this Saturday, June 25th at the Long Center from noon to 9 p.m. Don't forget that we have 5 pairs of tickets we are giving away to this event. You just email me at johnnygowdy@gmail.com. I'll put that in the text of this podcast. You just click on it, email me, and in the subject line, put contest winner. And we'll hook you up. You'll be +1 on the guest list. All right. I want to thank Steve for coming by. It was really great talking to him. What a cool person. And if you want to get involved with the Austin LGBT Chamber of Commerce, go to the AustinLGBTChamber.com. If you're looking for tickets to Pride and Local Music, prideandlocalmusic.com. That's where you do it. All right. And also, when you're out there checking out all of these websites, don't forget that you can subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you find podcasts, be it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Overcast, anywhere. New shows every Tuesday and every Friday. Have a great week, whatever it is you're doing. All right. Let's get down.
Horse with wings.